The ultimate escape from your day is listening to the Today FM Breakfast Podcast. If you want the perfect summer winery escape, get your tickets to R&B Vine Days from Ticketmaster.com.au. See Nelly, Craig David with Full Band, All Saints and Anne-Marie live on stage at Bimbadgen, Saturday, February 2, 104.1 Today FM.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back.
So happy to be back.
Feels right.
What was going out on our podcast feed when we weren't here, MC? Because I kept it coming up on my feed that my own name in a podcast that I had nothing to do
with. This is my first day on the show, so I wouldn't have an idea what was happening.
Is there a best of collection that was coming out?
Serial? What was it?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I imagine they'll just play recording Serial onto our podcast.
Good way to get hits.
What was your favourite moment from the show today, boys?
Jesus, so much good fun. You know what? Giving away something to someone who needs it. You know when we did the spelling bee and the dad goes, this is going to really help us. This is going to kick our year off right. That feels nice.
My favourite was when Koshy said marijuana and I got to keep replaying it.
Would you like to?
Yes, please.
Marijuana?
So happy with that.
And then we heard about your marriage troubles. We had Tiff on the phone, Instagram signalling the end of Tiff XO Cavalry reunion. Who knows? We had a great show, and we hope you enjoy listening back to it, guys.
Good to see
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello, good morning, how you doing?
Today FM Breakfast.
Baby, it's a brand new day.
With Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalry, and Ash London.
One, two, three, go!
The rest of my life gonna start today.
And just before we officially start the show in 2019, Ash London, thoughts on the new opener?
I thought it was a wonderful opener. I got so joyous and happy.
I know. You just lit up, your eyes open, the vibe of the room just raised.
It is a wonderful day to be alive. Thoughts, Ed Cavalry?
Sorry, I'm just watching a Dylan Napa tape.
Don't do it. We told you, no sex tapes in the studio.
Dylan?
6 a.m.
Dylan, can you come into our office? Thanks for joining the Bulldogs. Hey, what's this?
It's so bad.
There's two of them.
What is it with NRL players? Yeah. Don't film yourself doing the... Anyone just in general. Have you actually seen it?
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't, but I'm waiting for someone at work to send it to me. But everyone that tries to send it to me at work says I don't want to do it from my work account. So...
Because it's responsible employment.
No, I don't want to see it. I've seen enough NRL work over the years. Anyway, great to be here.
It's wonderful to be back.
MC, nice to have you with us
as well. Good to be here. Thank you.
What a morning we've got.
So much to talk about. There were 400 people in our teams this morning fighting over what to talk about. Mm. We've got 6 weeks of content to catch up on, however long that holiday was.
Yep, absolutely right. And now none of us can think of any of it. So that's great.
I got one about something that, I mean, it's not going to take me long to talk about sex in my marriage. But
whoa!
I got some of that to talk about next week.
That's the only thing I know about you is your sex life.
I know, I do like to talk about it a lot.
It's good, it's prolific. And it's nice. It's nice for the rest of us who can just kind of live vicariously through you. And I'm happy to do that.
If you're happy, I'm happy.
You're our Dylan Napa.
No,
do we call her Pappy or?
No, see,
what you've done is given away the fact that you've watched it, Emma.
No, I was definitely told, did not see
using
it.
Using a quote, stepbrothers style. What? He's having a lot of trouble, our Grant Denyer, focusing on his job this morning because, Grant Denyer, before you were a breakfast radio host, for many years you were a breakfast television wacky weatherman.
Yeah, correct.
And it was your first love. And so you keep watching over your right shoulder, over Ash's head, and watching the brand new Today show, which starts today.
It's supposed to be a game changer. Big moment for the Nine Network and the Today show.
All right, and there's already bitterness in the voice, which I like.
Just to clarify, because I'm not down with all the... I get confused with Sunrise and... Which one were you on?
I was on Sunrise.
Sunrise.
So I was the guy getting shot out of a cannon each morning or jumping on the back of a crocodile.
Okay. So now we've got this new format.
Yeah.
I'm excited, of course, because there are two women. Mm-hmm. Karl Stefanovic is... See you later.
He said he resigned. There's no way he resigned. Is it? Him and Gilbert, there's no way they resigned.
Completely kicked.
Yeah, and Wilkins. There's no way.
No way.
Kicked. But they said
so they've cleaned house.
They said Richard Wilkins was still going to be kind of part of the team, but I just saw Brooke Boney's there, sans Richard, no Dickie.
Yeah, he's doing a little bit, but mostly I think on the Today Extra, which is the one that follows this show.
Okay, so what everyone wants to know, Grant, is do you think this baby's going to work? Are they scraping at the bottom of the barrel here?
I don't think it will. I don't think it will because it's progressive that there's two female hosts. And what is clever about that move is they've trumped what Sunrise was about to do.
Oh.
So Sunrise's next move they were going to remove a male and female combination. Really? And when Koshy retires, it was going to be two girls.
From Gogglebox?
From Gogglebox.
As long as it was the Greek one that says Malacca all the time, I'm in.
So you've stolen their move before they're about to play the premium play at the opposition who already lead. However, what you've done is, what you've got to remember is breakfast television is entertainment first. Yes. It's bright lights, it's bright colours, there's cash cows, there's money being thrown at you as a viewer. It's just, it's a poker machine is what it is.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. Yep.
So you've now got two, you know, very experienced, wonderful interviewers, you know, incredible journalists, but you don't have entertainers. So you're going
and
to
they might not sink as low as you need them to just get the low flying fruit.
Yeah, exactly. That's all Windsor Breakfast for. Yeah. You know, the more colourful you are, the louder you are, the more you win. And when Today Show was flying, when it was now challenging Sunrise's 10-year reign, is when, you know, Carl was loose, he was drunk on air, they were mucking around. But now they're going to flip it 180 and go and straighty 180, and I don't think that'll work in the breakfast market because that's what the ABC's for.
I would have gone with Fatty Vorton. And my intel is that when Richard Wilkins was told that he had been sacked from the Today Show, you should have seen the look on his face. It didn't change.
His face hasn't moved since 96.
I have one myself around just under a year ago when I got married. Yes, I do love to talk about the fact that I am a married woman. And I love working with you boys because, you know, this is all new to me, and often I bring situations to you with the sense of, is this weird? And one of
my favourite discussions.
Is this weird? Things happened to me this week. So we're at home and we're watching my favourite show, which is Botched. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen Botched, it's where people come on that have had botched plastic surgery, and these two doctors, Dr. Dubrow and Dr. Nassif,
who also look amazingly weird.
They've had the best work ever done.
Yeah.
They then go and fix the botched surgery. So people that have had really bad nose jobs and butt implants in Mexico, and it's gone awry. And, of course, every episode, there's a botched boob job, right?
Yes.
And this one was called Frankenstein Boob, but they always give it really offensive names.
So they green?
No, not quite green, but it was getting there.
Right.
So what they do is they're showing, we're sitting on the couch and we're watching where they show the before and the after. So it's the woman standing there naked, but they always blur the nips out.
What?
And they've got the pre-Frankenstein boob, and then they have the surgery where they cut it open and pull the old sepsis-y silicone out.
And it's not gentle, that stuff.
It's not gentle.
It's not gentle.
So I'm sitting there squirming and feeling ill, and they're putting a new one in. And Adrian, my husband, I'm feeling he's kind of like, you know, rubbing up next to me, and he's kind of looking at me, and you're playing with my neck. And I had this moment, and I was like, wait a second, I know what these signs mean. And I turned around, I said, Adie,
do you want me to get a boob job?
Yeah. A Frankenstein boob of all of your own?
Are you getting horny over botched?
Oh, no.
And he disowned it. He was like, yeah, I could just turn this off. And I was like, botched? I mean, maybe if it was like the weird, you know, the unexpected sex scene in a late night movie.
But the sliding of a scalpel over some freshly opened skin.
Yeah, you couldn't even see the areoli.
Is he that desperate to see boobs that he'll take gravely shot? So that's an odd.
It's my fault. I haven't been getting my boobs out enough.
Well, so that's an odd thing that makes him slightly around. When you're mentioning that, I was thinking of, there is, I've got one that's, I don't know if it's weird, but I do have one.
Yeah.
And it was something that I didn't realise until like that. Tiff, my wife, said to me, we'll be getting ready for bed, Grant, you know, and there we go and finish the day or whatever it is. And then a couple of evenings where things have gotten intimate marriage-like, it's okay, Jesus, we're married. I realised that the last thing I did before we went into the bedroom is I checked and the dishwasher was clear.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is.
Wow. There's something about that.
No.
There's something about the chores are done. Let's party.
Well, has she done the chores or have you done the chores? Okay. I thought you meant she's done the dishes, so you were like, oh, yeah, misogyny, 2019.
I've done that.
Yeah.
Dr. Chris Brown is allegedly in the jungle with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, but he just looks too fresh. Dr. Chris Brown, are you even in the jungle?
I'm in the jungle somewhere. Are you implying I'm in the Blue Mountains? Space jungle? Is that the implication there?
No, a lot of people are pissed off. They're saying none of these people are actual celebrities.
How dare you?
I mean, Channel 10 had to know, right? You knew going into this that everyone was going to be like, there's no famous people. Who the hell is Justin Lacko?
I love Lacko.
You don't know who that is.
Sam Destiari, he's in there.
What about bloody
Dermot Brereton?
What about Dermot something? What about bloody Andy?
Are you going to be bringing your A-game and some dropping an actual famous person in the jungle, Dr. Chris Brown?
Ouch.
The house full sign for the jungle is not up. There are more celebrities still to come in. You're going to like them. You're going to be impressed by them. Yep. You're going to enjoy them. But in the meantime, enjoy the fact that these people are entertaining. They're here.
Absolutely.
And after a couple of days, who even cares what level of celebrity they are?
That is true. Is it true that Jackie Lambie is dropping words that you can't use on television? Someone told me that she's...
Channel 10 Insider, that's where you heard that.
She's using C-bombs in there.
She's making... sounds that is making the baboons blush. Let me tell you, they are shocked by what is coming out of their mouth. She just tells it how it is. Probably the most shocking thing of all, though, is Dermot Brereton's hair.
Yeah, I know.
It is not looking good. It's really let itself go. The humidity has not been kind to it. Hour by hour, he's more and more resembling a lion and may just be crowned king of the jungle just through that.
Well, not everyone is bringing their personal hair and makeup artists over from Sydney like you have, which we know you did, all three of them working on 8-hour rotations. But thank you.
Pecs.
Thank you very much, Dr. Chris Brown.
Nice twist around London. Very impressive.
Keep those locks looking lush, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again soon.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Is today the day that a lot of people are back at work, or did that happen last week, end of school holidays?
Bit of both, I think you're right.
Noticing the congestion on the roads today.
Yep. Imagine the first day back at work, going home with 10 grand in the kitty. Could happen right now. Alpha Bucks back.
Because how much have you maxed yourself out over Christmas? We've all spent all our money. The holidays are over. Let's get someone cashed up. Michaela from Kellyville.
Hello.
Michaela, you've made it through. Congratulations. The money had come in handy, surely.
Yes, of course.
What would you spend it on, babes?
I will use that as my spending money on my holiday.
Already planning the next one.
Where are you going? Yeah. Syria?
America.
Oh, okay.
I went to Syria. That's bad to have on your passport, just so you know.
Oh, does that
don't
mean,
do it.
Do people do further checks on you now that you've got that
especially
in your
when you look like I do. quietly.
Michaela, let's see if we can get you some money. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter E today.
E
for elephant. For each question you get right, you will score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand if we can get them all. If you don't know an answer, just say pass, then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. The adjudicator's word is final. Michaela, your letter is E. Best of luck. Here we go. Name a body part.
Elbow.
A country.
England.
Stationary item.
Eraser.
A breakfast food.
Egg.
90s TV show.
Pass.
A currency.
Euro.
Fish.
Pass.
A cosmetic brand.
Elf.
A movie.
Elf. Oh, damn it.
A Sydney train station.
Ermington.
90s TV show.
Pass.
Fish.
I don't know.
Yeah, E for fish is hard, Michaela. I'll pay that, but I reckon you did pretty good.
Electric eel is an answer we would have accepted.
Is eel a fish?
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. And then, eel. Eel is the only answers we have. 90s TV show, ER, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Remember Noah Wiley? How hot. You're too young, Michaela. Forget I said anything.
No,
He was hot, though, man.
Michaela, $500 is what you've got to kick off your working week.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy that.
Thank you.
$500 have been good for a Monday morning,
not
wouldn't
bad
it?
Not at all.
We'll play it again every morning this week. Mm-hmm. So much cash to give away.
10 grand up for grabs again tomorrow.
Get all the Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
My wife came into the bedroom 2 days ago now and said, hey, we need to have a chat about our marriage troubles.
Ooh. But whoa! That is a sentence you fear.
If I looked like you and I was married to Tiff, I'd just be happy to have her in the bedroom at any point. It would be a win, right?
It's an exciting...
You'd be happy.
It's an exciting premise. Okay, let's move on swiftly.
You have a great personality, though.
Oh, no. That's the worst insult you can give someone.
Next thing you're going to say is, I've got a friend and she is so great.
She's been single for 27 years.
How much do girls love it when their friend is single? Be
they
honest.
Love
how
it.
Happy are you?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And nothing makes girls happier than when they can say, I've got a friend that you would absolutely love. And you say, oh, yeah, what's she like? She has the best personality. How happy are you when that person stays single?
It's horrible. Hey, if you've already looked through your Facebook feed today, which we know you have because that's all we do as human beings, just scroll, Lim, scroll, scroll. You would have seen this. He's a champion of the Sydney landscape, Danny Lim. He's that old Asian dude with long hair that always has the sandwich boards, which he wants to make people smile. He wants to wake us up to the inhumanities of our life.
Yeah, and he's been arrested, Grant. He's been arrested again. This is now the second time he's been moved away from Barangaroo for offensive behaviour.
Now, if I'm right, this is Danny that he was arrested before with the Tony Abbott sign, yeah? Where he had
a
statement to say about Tony.
The sign said, smile can't, why can't Tony? But the A's were not as you would normally see them.
They were upside down.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. Which don't sound it out, Grant. Do not sound it out.
My inner monologue is really loud right now.
This is un-Australian what's happened here.
Well, there was a protest yesterday to get him back, and this was the voice of a fired up 7-year-old or 8-year-old talking about Danny.
The people here, live here alone. We are the ones who make the decisions in this country.
Yeah. That's right.
Jackie Lambie had this to say.
Get off your bugger.
But it's not the worst thing that happened to Tony Abbott, is it?
No, my my gay Lebanese auntie once threw a shoe at him. So
she threw an actual shoe.
It was on the news. It was on the news. We're all pretty proud.
Have a good holiday, everybody.
And a wonderful holiday. I didn't go too far. I just stayed home.
Staycation
in Adelaide. Yeah, it was a staycation. It was lovely. What about you, Cav Dog?
Yeah, well, I went to Bali with my lovely wife and my 15-month-old son, and actually we're going to be. It led me to the point where my wife and I are having marriage troubles.
So this is awkward.
We will be dealing with that in a
we've
couple of minutes.
We've cleared that up, though. So I'm sure we'll be able to clear that up.
What about you, Grant? Good holiday? The beard would say yes.
Look, it's the holiday, unfortunately, that will go down at the time that I realised I'm not cool.
What? We haven't been telling you that for a year already.
I'm not cool at all. I decided to take the family to Byron.
That's cool.
I thought it was a cool place. I'd fit right in. Turns out I don't. Okay. Byron and I don't get along.
What do you mean? Give us some examples.
It started off like this. We hit the open road, me and the family, the kidlets in the back of the car.
You drove there.
9 hours in the wide open.
No. You fly to Byron. You don't be poffed.
This is Scout for 9 hours in the back of the car.
Is she saying sailor's a butthead?
Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, sailor.
Sailor's a butthead for 9 hours. So by the time we arrive in Byron, we're pretty exhausted. Is this going to be a holiday from hell or a holiday from heaven? I don't fit in. First of all, I don't have a cool hat. You know, everyone's got a cool hat in Byron.
Like a fedora or something.
Yeah, a fedora, some sort of wide-brimmed thing that you bought in a hipster store.
Oh, I know.
I'm wearing like a dais cap, not cool.
And also, when you wear like a Legionnaire's cap with the little, the thing out the back.
The back flap.
Like a ball kit.
The zinc on the nose that makes the combination. I don't have a tan. I'm not from an exotic country with an amazing accent, so I'm feeling
like
Do you
do yoga?
No, okay, I don't do yoga.
He didn't know what it was just then.
It was an amazing amount of
yogurt. I love yogurt.
It's not a side boob in Byron. I've never seen look at Ed Kevley lean forward into the comment. Never seen so much side boob in my life.
But you're not allowed to comment on it. It's like, oh yeah, I'm so cool, I don't even look at boobs anymore.
My wife told me to put my sunglasses on so many times because she said, darling, you're obvious and everyone
ogling
can see it.
This SB.
I was at one point I'm on the Esplanade and I wandered unknowingly into this circle of people. As I got to the center of the circle, I realized they started drumming. It was a drum circle.
Oh, no.
I'm mad at that.
That's the worst type of circle.
I've got pristine, crisp white Nike runners on in the middle of a bunch of people wearing sandals and hemp clothing.
Yes.
I'm now obligated to do something. So I kind of try and sort of bust a little bit of a white boy move while I'm in the middle of a drum circle because it only started as I walked through it.
No. And did they want a UDL that you offered them?
But here's the other thing. You wander into a bar in Byron, I don't recognise any of the beers.
Oh, they're all
none of the beers are a
boutique
brand of which you know. Yeah. I asked for an extra dry. The woman, cold stone faced, looked at me, pointed at the doorway. Didn't even say, not here, mate. Just said, get out.
Well,
is that because she was pointing to the bouncer to say, he's going to need to see your ID?
That's why I grew the beard.
Someone calling 131060. Oh, really? Now, hello.
Yes, hello. It's Gavin from Double Bay here. Yes, I'm definitely a woman. A woman that wants to welcome you back. To remind me of how you sounded over the holidays, I just recorded two cats fighting. It actually sounded a lot better. Don't interrupt me. It's great to have you back, Grant Denyer, the radio professional. Grant, what's your big idea for radio this year?
To have fun and enjoy myself.
Yeah, and sleep. I can't believe you weren't sacked. Ash London seems nice, but Grant, everyone knows that overexposure to teeth whitening bleaches made him clinically brain dead. And I see somehow that tall streak of misery, Ed Cavalier, still hasn't been sacked. Why hasn't that guy used the time to have a nose job? His nose is so big he's got three overseas students living in it.
Gavin!
I believe it's a lot safer living in there than the Opal building in Homebush. Can I say, if I was in charge over there at 2 Dumb FM, I would replace you with some spare Stefanovics. Peter, Carl, Hoppo, Stefanovic. I'm still crying that Big Carl got the sack from the Today Show. I feel so sorry for him and his new gold digger. Gold digger.
Are you done, Gavin? Oh, you got more? God, okay.
No. Shut up. God, no. Before I go, could I please guess the secret sound?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes, it sounds like this.
Is that the sound of the end of the Dylan Napa sex tape? Can I hear it one more time, please?
Yes,
I know that sound well. It's the sound of Richard Wilkins' cheek fillers exploding when he got the sack. I see you losers too.
I've been away for an undeserved holiday, and part of that undeserved holiday, my beautiful wife Tiff Hall and I, Tiff Hall...
TiffXO, call her by her proper name.
TiffXO.com, that we were lucky enough to go to Bali. With a 15-month-old, which is not a holiday. However, in some of the 3 minutes a day where we were relaxing, Tiff came in, and this is true, she came in and she said to me, hey, darling, we need to talk about our marriage troubles.
Uh-oh.
And
you thought you were on a plane solo back home.
She joins us on the line. Good morning, wife.
Good morning.
I refuse to believe there are any problems in the XO Cavalier household, Tiff. Come
big
on.
Big problems, you see. Nowadays, if it's, not quite Instagram, then your relationship's in trouble. And Ed and I haven't been appearing much on Instagram. And because of this, people are assuming that we are having major marriage problems.
Okay. I follow you on Instagram, Tiff,
as
and obviously
do
Ed doesn't have it. And I myself did wonder all this Insta content. I'm seeing you. I'm seeing the baby. I'm even seeing your mum and dad.
Yeah. I'm seeing the high kicks by the pool, but I'm not seeing Ed Cavalier.
But
who do you think's taking the photo? So,
you've got to have an Insta husband.
I assumed you had an Insta assistant that you paid to bring with you to make all this content.
No, she has an unpaid assistant who is me.
Is that why they call you the human tripod?
It is a good angle.
Right.
From up there, it's a flattering angle. I mean,
Yeah, good angles. It's fantastic. You get the shot every time.
Mm-hmm. Here's just some of the comments. These are on Tiff's actual Instagram. It started with, where's Ed? Then Tiff didn't respond. So then somebody else 2 days later said, is Ed even there? After that, there was another comment from an unkind person that said, is Ed even coming to see you and your baby for Christmas? Right? And then this is my favorite one. This is the last one that we're before Tiff actually had to say something on Instagram. I was like, is everything okay between you and Ed?
Oh my God.
And that was from my mother-in-law. Wait. So Tiff, this is it. So we're saying from now, this is where relationships have got to.
You're on Instagram every day with your partner, then you're having issues. And I have to say, to my followers, Ed chooses not to be on the gram.
Why?
And I respect that as
No, don't
wife.
Respect
Why?
It.
Why? What's wrong with him? It's like he's living in 1949.
I know, but I just have to respect it. You've got to respect your partner's wishes.
You don't have to, Tiff. I don't respect my partner's wishes. I Instagram
him constantly.
Go for it, Tiff.
All right.
What's Ed going to do? Oh, I'll have a fight with my wife who's infinitely hotter than me.
Can you stop with the hotter?
It's true. Everyone's thinking it. Everyone's going. You'd never get angry at her. You do whatever she wants.
You are the perfect handbag, though, because it's 7.5 feet tall, Ed Cavalli. Like, yeah. There are no chins when you're being filmed zero from chins. That height down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tiff is thinking ahead when she.
Yes.
So Tiff, can we say it here and now? Are you and I having marriage troubles?
Well, it depends on how often you're going to agree to be on my Instagram.
You say not to
because depends. I would love to up it. I really would. You get a lot of likes and engagement, babe.
We were hoping you'd just say no, yeah. No trouble.
We can negotiate like once goodbye. A month.
Why?
Three times a month.
Go away.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Today FM Secret Sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
Just gone 8:08. This is Today FM Breakfast with Brent Denyer, Ed Cavalli, and Ash London. And imagine starting the year off with a cool $50,000.
Well, we ended it with a cool, what was it, $107,000? How much did we give away?
$109,000.
It was an exorbitant amount of money. Mm-hmm. It's our favourite thing to do on this show.
$109,000. Now, we haven't been around for a while, so I just thought, okay, this is the Secret Sound. Here are some of the incorrect guesses that we've had thus far.
Closing the microwave door.
I think it's when you slide across coat hangers in your wardrobe.
Firing a staple gun.
Two thongs being clapped together.
Popcorn popping.
The car door lock opening.
Someone punching a boxing pad.
Someone being slapped in the face with a banana.
Who's slapping people in the face with a banana?
And I remember the woman said that she did it to her husband to find out what it sounded like.
How Aussie is this slapping two thongs together for the secret sound?
Sadly incorrect. All right, who's having a swing for the 50K?
Rachel from Blacktown is. Rachel, what do you think our secret sound is?
I think that it might be pushing in and turning the knob on a barbecue to ignite the burner.
Done a bit of that myself this summer. Just on the tongs.
Someone slapping with a banana, please.
4 minutes each side of my steak, thanks.
All right, mate.
Okay. That's a no to Grant story and incorrect for you. Sorry, Rachel.
We're off to Yaguna now. Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light if you win the 50 grand. You don't have to.
No red light.
No.
No.
Roxanne.
Unless you want to, it's fine.
What do you believe the secret sound is?
She's
very
Go for it.
Come on, Roxanne.
I'm going a bit 50 Shades of Grey. I think it's a leather paddle.
Oh.
Or a leather crop being smacked.
Where?
On the palm of my hand.
Wow. Roxanne,
do you know this sound yourself?
Oh, it's too early in the morning to be talking like that.
Yeah.
Probably a good idea.
I was onto something with the Roxanne reference, I think. I felt it through the phone line that she was a bit naughty.
A leather paddle being slapped on the palm of your hand.
Yes, girl. Get it.
Naughty boy.
incorrect. Sorry, Roxanne.
Thanks.
You have to give yourself 6 of the best for that. All right, so we move on. Another chance to play very soon.
After 9 o'clock, more chances at $50,000. Now, look, a lot of people waking up, heading to work, checking Facebook, the news. Sadly, another death over the weekend as a result of drugs as a music festival. So that's 5 deaths in the last 6 months.
Too many.
4 from New South Wales. Mm. Up next, we'll catch up with Dr. Karen Phelps, obviously the new member for Wentworth, about pill testing. She'll be doing it. What should be happening?
It is a sad day when bad news no longer really shocks you. And this is something that's happening over and over again at our music festivals. Unfortunately, another death. This one was at FOMO Festival over the weekend. A 19-year-old woman has passed away. And it's reignited this discussion once again. Should we be pill testing? Of course, the Prime Minister and Gladys Berejiklian both staunchly opposed to this idea. And
if pill testing was going to prevent deaths, of course we would bring it in. Yeah. But we know from the evidence presented to us, the best thing we can do is improve access to medical attention at these festivals.
But where are you getting that evidence? Because all of the experts are saying, yes, it does work.
Koshy, for every expert that says it does, another expert says it's not the right way to go.
She sounds like quite the expert on the matter, would you agree? She's very kind of staunch in her beliefs.
Ready to go.
In one lane.
But more ambulance officers, I don't think, is the answer to this situation. But that's her position.
And Koshy did want to find out whether she was an expert drug taker herself.
Did you try drugs when you were younger?
I actually didn't.
You didn't?
I did not. Okay. I'm one of... and I
marijuana?
Accept, I haven't tried anything, and right. Hand on heart.
Marijuana?
Was he offering it to her? Have a listen to the way, have a listen to the way he says it.
Marijuana?
Oh, yeah, I mean...
You imagine him just, like, opening one side of his jacket.
Yeah.
M'lady, m'lady. So, yeah, look, she is coming from this position of the other, really. She doesn't know what it's like. She obviously didn't have the same temptations as a kid. She didn't get involved, which is, let's be honest, what most people in this city are experiencing. They're dabbling, especially our young people.
Well, she's going to actually say that she's the only one that she knows in her circle growing up that didn't do drugs, which is acknowledging the fact that everybody's doing it.
What, that hadn't tried...
marijuana?
Oh, I know. He's obsessed. He's locking in on it. He's not going to let it go.
Up next, Dr. Karen Phelps, who is both a unique position because she is both a politician. She's taken over from Malcolm Turnbull in Wentworth, i.e. Eastern Sydney, and she is also a doctor. And now she's in federal parliament and getting more and more power in basically having a say on what takes place and putting pressure. So what does she think? Does she think that pill testing is a good or a bad idea? Will it do anything?
The only way to get more Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London is to subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
Sadly, the biggest story in town today over the last few days is the death of fifth person to die at a New South Wales music festival in the past 4 months of a suspected drug overdose. And this was at the FOMO music event. A lovely, just a 19-year-old girl. Mm. I mean, she's never say woman, but she's so young. And the question now turns to what can be done. Now, the next thing that you normally hear now is pill testing, and should it be or should it not be allowed at these festivals? The Premier was on with Sunrise this morning and she said this.
If pill testing was going to prevent deaths, of course we would bring it in. Yeah. But we know from the evidence presented to us, the best thing we can do is improve access to medical attention at these festivals.
But where are you getting that evidence? Because all of the experts are saying, yes, it does work.
Koshy, for every expert that says it does, then another expert says it's not the right way to go.
Well, in many ways, we have our own expert on the line, the federal member for Wentworth, Dr. Karen Phelps. Good morning.
Good morning, Ash.
Now, Gladys has made it really clear. Yes, you know, you think most of the experts are saying this works, but she really believes it doesn't. Where do you stand on this?
Well, I haven't heard any experts say that it's not worth doing a trial of pill testing because we've now, as you said, had 5 deaths in 5 months at music festivals in New South Wales, and we cannot continue to just go down the same path without changing something, without trying something different for Australia. I mean, this is not different for international experience. Canada, British Columbia has had pill testing since 2003. And so, you know, we would really be following overseas experience and drawing from that experience. And in Austria, for example, pill testing has been available for 20 years. So this is not a new idea. It's new to New South Wales. It's new to Australia. But if we need local experience, local data, then what we need to do is do the testing, do the trials, see whether it does reduce deaths in the way that we have seen evidence show in our international experience.
Dr. Phelps, you're vastly experienced in this area. It was 20 years ago you were campaigning for illegal injecting or legal injecting rooms in the Cross, and that had quite a profound effect, you know, on Sydney. Is this just sort of the next instalment?
Well, I remember back in the day when young people would die in the alleyways of King's Cross with needles in their arms from heroin overdoses. Now, the experience that we now have with the illicit drug injecting rooms in King's Cross are that there's been over 1 million injections and not a single fatality. Yeah. And that's an extraordinary record of success for harm minimisation. And along the way, because people present to do the injection in that room, they have been available for counselling, for access to other health services like hepatitis B services and so forth. And so there have been other health benefits and educational opportunities and opportunities for rehabilitation along the way. And where a lot of people get things wrong about pill testing is that they say, oh, but that doesn't that just give it a tick of approval? Well, no, it doesn't. Because what happens is that these people have already purchased the pill generally and they go through the police and the security screens. They manage to conceal the pill and get it into the festival. And so that's where the testing happens. It's an opportunity for people to find out what they're actually planning to take.
Yeah.
And once people have that information, for example, in Canada, the experience is that 69% of the substances tested were discarded by consumers when they found to have lethal substances in them. So, you know, a lot of the substances are thrown away or handed over.
Yeah, it's intervening at the right time, I think, absolutely. And just lastly, Dr. Phelps, what do you think the government is so scared of? It seems to me like they just want to pretend this isn't a problem. Is it a political thing? Do they not want to lose voters? What do you think is at the heart of the issue here?
Well, I think there's an election coming up at state and federal level, and I just don't think that they have the courage to go forward with this in an election environment. Mm. And that's a shame, because we really need to intervene now. I think that there is adequate evidence for us to go forward with a local trial of pill testing and just to see what kind of evidence and research we come up with. Yeah. But we should have the confidence to go ahead with that, given the international experience with this.
Well, Dr. Karen Phelps, the now new member for Wentworth, you are in, quite literally, in the place that can make the change. Just one last quick question. The day you thumped Malcolm Turnbull, was that fun?
I stood for election to federal parliament because of what I saw needed to be.
No, that's not what I asked.
It was fun for us, Karen. Was it a bit of fun?
Just say it was a bit of fun. It was a bit of fun, wasn't it?
The election day was an extraordinary experience, and yes, it was having a positive result like that was fantastic.
There we go. Dr. Karen Phelps, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
See ya. Thank you. Bye.
Another one bites the dust.
You are so mad for this. The demise of Meghan Markle.
The unveiling, I call it. So Meghan Markle's female bodyguard quits. Now, let's remember, when they arrived in Sydney and there was that shot, Grant, of where they arrived at the airport, a part I'd never seen, which seemed to be delivering fish, and they came out from that back door, and there was Meghan, there was Harry, and there was a woman standing sort of directly behind her, blonde woman who had a number of sort of folders and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we saw her everywhere. She was on Bondi Beach. She was everywhere.
Yeah. Always had the clipboard.
The clipboard lady. Okay.
And we're calling her we're calling her the female bodyguard, and all the headlines say female bodyguard, female. Why not just bodyguard? Are they implying that she's like not the real bodyguard?
No, I think they're saying that, I think it's an identifier for it was this one, because she's got both male and female bodyguards. I think it was more of a descriptor of the blonde clipboard lady
that we've seen on television.
Blonde clipboard lady.
Right. What's the clipboard trying to do? Is she trying to pretend like she's not security card using the clipboard? Or does she use that as a line of defense?
Made of Kevlar.
Got to be quick.
Yeah.
It's like Wonder Woman.
Pa-ching.
While you guys do sound effects, she's quit and she's joined the list because the private secretary, remember, she bailed. Now, she was an Australian, wasn't she?
Yeah, and she'd been working for the royal family for 17 years.
And as soon as Meghan's rocked up, she's out.
See ya!
And then the personal assistant. So the three people that would stand closest to Meghan, i.e. the blast zone, are the bodyguard, the secretary and the personal assistant. They have all left.
But so no one's taken a bullet for her is what's happening. And, you know, everyone knows, you know that person where they think everybody is an a-hole, but when everyone around you is an a-hole, then clearly it's you that are the problem.
You're the lowest common denominator.
She's this person, I think.
Are you calling?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying when you point your finger at everyone else and no one can work with you, I think you are the issue.
Yeah, well, it would seem that way from an outsider's perspective.
If this baby is born and then just walks off. Dad, I'm out of here.
See ya.
Bye.
The ultimate escape from your day is listening to the Today FM Breakfast Podcast. If you want the perfect summer winery escape, get your tickets to R&B Vine Days from Ticketmaster.com.au. See Nelly, Craig David with full band, All Saints and Anne-Marie live on stage at Bimbadgin, Saturday, February 2, 104.1 Today FM.